So we come into the streets to preach the truth. We're in Cold Camp, Missouri. We're preaching the truth of the gospel. Our neighbors hate us. They flip us off. They call the police on us. The Lutheran Church just called the police on the peaceful street preacher standing on a corner. Yet they do not love the word of God. They do not love their neighbor. Jesus said by this in John 13, will be the sign that you are his people, your love for each other. But man-made religion is a lie. The culture is full of lies. Pride, vanity, fashion, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, sports, entertainment, movies, Netflix, politics. These are all lies before a holy God. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Lose your life. Lay it down. In the day of Noah, God destroyed the world for violence. What is violence? The NFL is violent. The world is full of violence. Sports are full of violence. Movies, video games are full of violence. And violence can also mean injustice. The world and the churches are full of injustice and lies. What are you living for? The Bible says you can tell a man by his fruit. What's the fruit of your life? If you live like the world, you're a worldly person and you're going to be judged by a holy God. We don't want our neighbor to be judged by a holy God. We want our neighbor to repent and turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. You're being deceived by your own life. You're being deceived by Satan, the enemy. You're being deceived by the churches. You're being deceived by every false way. You're being deceived by your flesh. Jesus warned about, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. If you don't overcome your flesh, you will not find eternal life in Christ. He did a perfect work. But guess what? You have to continue on in his perfect work. You have to cling to Christ and obey him as fruit that you know him. Lest you know him. Unless you obey him, you have no hope. We get a lot of thumbs up Christians in these small towns. Christians driving by with their thumbs up. But you know what's amazing? They're worldly. They got Kansas City Chiefs jerseys on. They go to worldly events. They go to worldly churches. They live part of the world. But yet they give you a thumbs up when you preach Jesus. Jesus is not a thumbs up savior. Jesus is not a worldly savior. Jesus is not a heretic savior. Jesus is holy, righteous, pure, just, good, true. He's also anger and wrath. And that wrath is coming for you Americans, lest you repent. That wrath is coming for all the children of disobedience as they live their own way. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. You need to lose this life. You need to look up to the Savior and say, why did he come? He came for the transgressions of man. He came to not judge, but to save. But guess what? That was the first coming. That opened the door for eternal life for all of us. What's his second coming going to be like? His second coming is flaming fire and judgment to all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's what's coming, Americans. Flaming judgment, and it will be hot for the American church system that lives in hypocrisy like the world, loving football, loving politics, loving movies. It will be hot. The judgment will be hot unless you repent and come out, unless you turn, unless you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, if you love God, you love his word and his ways. If you love God, the great command, You love righteousness, goodness, and truth, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. If you love God, you open your Bible and you say, Lord, show me my sin and my iniquity. Show me where I'm lying and where I'm wrong and where I'm false. See, the modern pastors and the churches aren't going to show you your sin because they need you in their buildings. Satan has designed the church systems to deceive you. Open the scriptures. If you're worldly, you're of Satan. You have to repent. You're of the world, you're of Satan. You have to turn and repent. This is a true saying that Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. We know that. But how are the lost sought out and saved? Through repentance. His first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. Change your mind, change your ways. Let's go over some terms of the biblical gospel to get our terms right today. The Bible says, by faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you must come. Now, Christ came into the world, fully man, fully God, Savior, Messiah, messenger of God, Son of God, God Himself, the greatest prophet, the Lamb of God, Emmanuel, God with us, and He laid down His life and shed His blood. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. So unless you've shed your blood, unless you believe in the shed blood of Jesus, not your own shed blood, not the shed blood of a goat or a lamb any longer, but the Lamb of God. And death was put upon every man because of Adam's sin, Satan deceiving the world. So death was put upon man. And so Jesus rose again to defeat death. So we have this glorious Savior who sheds His blood to be the ultimate sacrifice, who rises again to defeat death. But that's not all there is. There's so much more. The Bible says you must repent. Jesus' first ministry words were repent. How do you repent? Repentance is a changing of your mind, a changing of your ways. Have you changed your mind and changed your ways to follow Jesus Christ? Not church attendance, not just believing. By faith, you believe in this glorious Savior, His death, burial, and resurrection. Faith is an allegiance to follow. That's another term we need to clarify. Faith, an allegiance to follow and obey, not a head knowledge. Faith without works is dead. Even the demons believe and tremble, James says. By the faith in this glorious Savior, through repentance, metanoia, come out of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, come out of false religion. You can be born again by the Spirit of God. Repentance. It's not just feeling bad about your sin, it's leaving all sin. And then you can be born from above, Acts 5 says, if you'll obey God. That is a new heart and a new mind in the Spirit of God, born from above by the Spirit of God. It's not church attendance, water baptism, being born into a religious system. Born again by the Spirit, your whole life changes. Everything changes. You start reading the Word. You start obeying the Word. You start keeping the Word. Unless you're doing that, you have no hope. So faith and repentance and being born again. Holiness and obedience. Holiness, set apart for God. Walking in His ways. Keeping His commandments. Coming out of the world. Obeying the Word of God. That is what holiness means. Going to church doesn't make you holy. Reading your Bible doesn't make you holy.
But it helps.
A pastor or a priest does not make you holy. You must turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God in your ways, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb. And then you can walk in a holy manner. Obedience. That's pretty straightforward. Obey God's word. Keep His commands. Don't follow the culture's ways that are sinful. follow God's ways that are holy, righteous, good, pure, true, and just. And the last part of the gospel, endurance. You have to endure. You have to, by faith and repentance in this new life and holiness and obedience, you have to endure following Jesus Christ. If you're not enduring, all the rest of that is hopeless. If you're not holy and obedient, all the rest of that is hopeless. If you're not born again, all the rest of that is hopeless. If you don't repent on a regular basis, it's hopeless. If you don't focus on your faith in Jesus Christ, it's hopeless. You see how the gospel and the elements of it are all critical to lead you to eternal life. Jesus said, "You are my friend if you keep my commandments." If you're not keeping the commandments of God, you're not his friend. Judgment's going to come for you. If you're not striving in holiness, it's not the fruit you're even born of God. Test yourself, Missouri neighbors. Test yourself, Cold Camp, Missouri. What are you living for? You're living for every false way. You're not seeking the kingdom of God. You're pleasing your flesh. Turn this day, forsake your sin. Follow Christ, who is worthy and able to save.